And welcome back to the Discover Virginia Beach podcast, where we set out to highlight all there is to discover in the Virginia Beach area for both tourists and locals alike. Today, we are super thrilled, and I am kind of nerding out, to host a really esteemed business owner, gourmet enthusiast, and adventurer with a super impressive social media reach of over 100,000 followers and almost, I'm pretty sure, a million likes. It's here to introduce Stormy Blue. Stormy, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, happy to be here. Thanks for reaching out.
Well, Stormy, you've made a very significant impact on social media, driven by your passion for exploring new places in the Virginia Beach area. And that's what we're all about here with the Discover Virginia Beach community. So let's dive into some questions, shall we?
Yeah, I'm down for it.
So your adventurous spirit is evident across all of your social media platforms. Can you share a few memorable experiences that really define this spirit? And perhaps tell us how these adventures have shaped your view of the Virginia Beach area.
That's like really hard. It's really hard because everywhere, like literally anywhere I've been, has been a complete great experience. Like, I mean, there's just been all kinds of business owners I've met along the way. It's hard for me to kind of pinpoint one like crazy experience. I would say like my recent major Philly cheesesteaks video, that's the most viral video I've ever gotten, over like 2 million views. That was crazy. Experiences like being invited to go to concerts or boat rides and stuff, like being able to just be invited and do that stuff and get content has been like, oh, amazing experience. So it's like kind of hard for me to pinpoint, honestly, the whole journey, because like everything that I do is just completely random. And it's just like, I'm just going along with it. There's no plan. It's literally just, okay, ooh, this is cool at this moment. This is cool at that time. So I'm just honestly along the ride as much as my storm chasers are.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And that's really speaks to your testament of your business and also your very adventurous spirit. And I think it's fair to say that it's a very wide array of options here, especially in the Virginia Beach area. And for those of you listening, know if you're a local, if you're a tourist, maybe not, but Virginia Beach area is part of a larger city area known as Hampton Roads, 757, all those wonderful catchphrases. And really, you know, Stormy, you touched on this before, and I'd love to know what your thoughts are. It's almost like a community within a community. And obviously community is a big part of Discover Virginia Beach. And it seems to be a really cool part of your journey as well. Like you said, you're just kind of going with whatever next adventure approaches you. How has the community in the Virginia Beach area, both on and offline, influenced your experience and the way you go about interacting with your social media followers throughout your different adventures?
Well, I would say, I mean, the whole 757 in Virginia Beach, like included obviously in that, everything has like affected my content and myself. You know, I moved here when I was 19 years old. So I like to say I may not be from here, but I definitely became a woman here. So becoming a part of like, I don't know, like finding these places and getting a little bit of history, like in Norfolk, I did a Black History Month kind of piece, right? And it was so cool for me to get that history of Norfolk that, you know, it was just like meeting these people that and these business owners that have been here for years and years and years, you know. So I don't know. I just would say that being in the scenery here, going out, meeting locals, meeting the business owners, finding these new spots, find like AKA hidden gems, right? All of it has just really affected my content and how I go about it. I feel like my storm chasers are very like personal, like, you know, they enjoy me maybe. I don't know. You could let me know, but they enjoy me maybe because maybe you could tell I'm just a real person. You know, I'm a real person just trying to highlight this area. I'm not trying to do gimmicks. I'm not trying to do this just like, oh my gosh, let me just hurry up and try to be an influencer. It never was that at all. So I keep my content as real as possible just to relate and have people understand like there's a lot here in this city and you should enjoy being here, you know?
Absolutely. And excuse me for those of you just listening, if you're watching the video, I'm chuckling because the persona of a social media star first is not what Stormy is about. If you go and watch any of her videos, she's passionate about spotlighting the business owner and also finding some incredibly good looking food and all really fun adventures along the way. Mm-hmm. So with that said, Stormy, what makes the Virginia Beach area so special to you? I know you said you moved to the Norfolk area when you were 19. Could you highlight, and of course, I know there are so many good businesses out there, so maybe we could highlight some unique features or perhaps some unique industries within that hidden gem camp that really encapsulates the essence of the 757.
Let me think. You know, I always like to say my mind like is like a melting pot, you know, that's like when someone always asks me like, oh my gosh, what's your favorite place to go to? I'm like,
it's a hard question.
Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what do you mean? There's just so many like businesses that have different things to offer. I would say, let me think. That's like really hard. Let me say,
perhaps I can break it down a little bit further if that's more helpful. So for folks in this community, a lot of folks are planning their first visit to the Virginia Beach area. Mm-hmm. They might not be aware of the different industries that exist within the 757. Aside from restaurants, are there any other industries such as the extracurricular waterway activities or any type of other industries that focus on the entertainment side of things that you'd like to spotlight? Maybe not business specific, but industry specific.
I mean, I would like to, like, are you talking about like things to do, like the aquarium that you can go to, or like kind of attractions like that, like the adventure park, or just those like
are great options as well, Stormy. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Yeah, I would say like the adventure park, for example, in Virginia Beach, right? A lot of people for some reason will say there's not a lot of things to do here. And my always thing is like, what do you mean? You know, like it's a beach area. There's so much to do here. But I think people just have to go find it. So yeah, like going to the aquarium, going to the adventure park, you can go dolphin watching, you can go whale watching, you can, you know, ride horses on the beach. You know, these are things that you literally can just go sign up for and do. But a lot of people, I don't know what it is. I don't know if they're just not seeking it or if they're really just not like knowing what it is that's available to them. But if I was someone that was visiting from out of town and I was coming to Virginia Beach, I would definitely, like I said, go freaking horseback riding on the beach, go parasailing. I would, you know, go to Plant House and make a, you know, plant terrarium, like things like that, you know, little activities that you can do in the beach area.
Absolutely. Well, Stormy, thanks for breaking that down for us a little bit more and providing some examples. Let's dive into your journey of the food exploration next, because that deserves its own category here. and also your regional discovery in the Virginia Beach area, as well as how you've managed to, like, you know, document all of this on social media. And so one consistent pattern I noticed, and I know you've mentioned this before while we were talking, this phrase that you start out with most of your videos, calling your people storm chasers. Mm-hmm. Can you take us back to what inspired this phrase and what it means to you?
So actually, you know, when I was growing my content on Instagram, like growing my platform, I kind of started growing a little rapidly. And I just felt like, dang, like I was saying, like in the beginning of my videos, like, hey, guys, or hey, how are you guys doing? Or, you know, stuff like that. And I was like, I want to call them something, you know? So I actually had a poll on my story and I was like, hey, y'all, like, what y'all want to be called? Pretty much. Like, I think it was like, I put like storm clouds and there was like storm troopers or something like that. It was a poll. And then a mutual friend, Ed, he actually was like, what about storm chasers? And I was like, that sounds so cool. And so I did a poll and I was like, yo, someone recommended storm chasers. What y'all think? And pretty much 90% of people voted for storm chasers. So it really was the storm chasers' choice to be called storm chasers. And ever since then, like and how long has it been? It's been a while now, but I just storm chasers and it stuck. At first it felt awkward because I'm like, feels weird. But now if I post a video without it, that feels weird. So, I mean, the storm chasers, I feel like it built community. That's what I was looking for. I want it to be more than just a vlogger. I want it to be more than just an influencer. I wanted to build a community of people that had the same goals and that, you know, could feel comfortable, like almost as if like I'm everybody's friend in a way, you know, to where it's like you would feel like if you met me or you saw me, or maybe if there was an event with other storm chasers, you'd feel comfortable because you're like, oh, snap, like I'm a storm chaser, too, you know. And yeah. So that's kind of the sense of things that I wanted to build with the storm chaser brand. Like in the beginning of even wanting to name my supporter something, it was always that goal to build community.
Wonderful. Yeah. And community is a huge part of it. And like you said, it's a melting pot. So the fact that your audience kind of picked their own name and that's how they wanted to be referred mm-hmm. by you when you're making these videos, it's an incredible testament to how you built that community. Stormy, I know you kind of touched on this a little bit and you said people reach out to you, but there's only so much time in a day. So I'm very curious. Could you narrate us or walk us through this process of maybe seeking out unique food places in the Virginia Beach area? Are there any criteria or aspects that you look for in a dining experience, to make it worthwhile for your audience?
All right. So usually I might be driving and see somewhere and I might search it. So if lately a lot of businesses reach out to me, that's just the reality of the fact, like they just reach out to me more. So, but when they're not reaching out and it's somewhere that I just go to because I saw, I look at it, like I see it, I'm like, I immediately Google it to see its reviews. So I look at reviews because I'm like, anywhere that's under 4 stars, I'm not even going to give a shot straight up. Just because I just feel like I'll read the reviews, whether it's bad customer service or the food, isn't all that. I'm just not going to waste my money. And that's a big part of why I review these spots that I do. And I do give my honest opinion because I don't want people to feel like they're going somewhere wasting their money, because you're going to these places, you're spending good money. And some of these places I go to, they are not cheap by any means. So even though everyone might not like we may not have the same taste buds, right? Like there's people that go to places that I really liked and they're like, I didn't like that spot. I'm still staying true, giving my opinion on what I thought of the food. And, I really try to focus on what the food looks like kind of my experience, maybe some things I did. Like I just posted a video today and said, well, hey, I put like the she crab soup on my, shrimp po' boy, just to give a different experience, just to share, like, this is just kind of how I'm eating my food. This is how I tried my food. Whether you do it or not is up to you. But, just kind of showing like, you kind of really, everyone has their own taste and you kind of do what you want to do. So yeah, I just try to find places that are, like I said, pretty good reviews or ratings, places that I see. I really like to highlight places that I haven't seen anybody else post. There's a lot more foodies in the area now. There's a lot more people posting. And whenever I see a restaurant that's posted a lot, I probably will stay away from it, or I might go but not post it, because I like finding the gems that you might not go to because you just drove past it so many times and you're just like, maybe one day I'll try it. I like finding those spots because a lot of the times those spots are the ones that need it. Yeah. Someone called me like a content Robin Hood, or someone called me like, wow, you're just really, doing this and showing these businesses and stuff. And yeah, because at the end of the day, like that's how I feel like how my platform is for. And even though I've grown and gotten bigger with my platform, I still like to show those businesses, like mostly more than anything. So
I love that, Stormy. And especially too, because like there is so much content out there, especially just things kind of, gawking for your attention, right? And you are very intentional with your process. So I really appreciate you sharing that. This whole journey, Stormy, like you said, before when you came to Norfolk, as you've grown and acquired this large following of storm chasers who look to you as your hidden gem expert when it comes to restaurants and exploration, how has that journey deepened your connection to the area? And in turn, what has this exploration taught you about the region and the culture itself?
When I first started doing it, I realized how many people don't appreciate their own city. Because again, I'm not from here. So when I first started doing it, and then I realized so many people are like, oh my God, I lived here my whole life and I never heard of this place. I've never seen this place. And it still happens to this day, right? And people are like, wow, I've lived here 40 years and just didn't know half of these places existed. So I take the biggest that people don't appreciate their own city, right? And that's why I stress, like people always ask me like, oh, have you ever not liked a place? Yeah, I haven't liked places, but I don't post them, and I don't post them because that's not what my brand is. My brand isn't to badmouth a business. And, I feel like sometimes as content creators, like, yeah, it's awesome to be like honest, of course. So if I went somewhere, post it, F it. But that's just not my style. I don't want to hurt somebody's business because as an influencer, I have power with my words, And if an influencer doesn't recognize their power of their words, that not only can you influence good, you can also influence bad, then what are you kind of doing it for? So I try to stay true to, I'm here to help. I'm not here to hurt, So I don't know. I would just say that people didn't really appreciate their own city. People weren't trying new things. People were kind of just staying in their own like box of stuff, whether you go to your same restaurants you go to forever. But along the journey, you know, I've been getting people at the house. You know, I've been getting people to go to the different cities. People have lists like, oh, I got to try this spot. I got to try this spot. And that's why they're storm chasers, you know, like they're literally going around trying these spots, supporting these businesses. So, I mean, honestly, that's the biggest thing here that I'm trying to get people to fall in love, one, with their own city. And I'm also trying to get people that move here because you're military or whatever the case may be. You know, there's a lot of military here, or you're visiting on vacation or whatever, like to be excited to come here, you know, to be here. So that's kind of like my goal with it.
Love it. Love it. Stormy, thank you for breaking that down for us. And it's so true. I myself am not a resident of Virginia Beach, although I talk about Virginia Beach area, although I may talk like I am. I moved here when I was 17, young person, you know, just trying to figure it out and kind of planting my roots here. So it is an amazing place. And what you're doing is incredible. I definitely want to be respectful of your time. And as we head into the last section here, I would love to transition the conversation over towards your business, moving from personal challenges to more of the broader impact of your business and your work.
Okay.
So, Stormy, you've leveraged your experiences to bolster other businesses online. As you mentioned before, you know, businesses are now reaching out to you, and you do that through the platform of Blue Media Management. Is that correct?
So it's kind of two separate things, right? So I have my Blue Media Management, which is my social media management agency. So that part of the brand is working with business owners to run their social media. So that's that part. The part of me reviewing is just kind of my Stormy Blue brand, you know? So they're kind of like, they go hand in hand as far as like, I guess I leverage just my experience with social media and just doing it for a few years, not just influencing, but actually social media managing. So I leverage my experience of the area. Obviously, I know what people like, you know, content wise or what people want to see. So that helps out with my business. But then the Stormy Blue part where people come and, you know, have me review, that's just through that brand.
Gotcha. And what motivated you after you formed this large audience to then go and return the favor back to the maybe not so well-known business? What motivated you to do that?
Like for, I'm sorry, for the so small businesses or?
When it comes to your influence on your vlogging channel for all of the different interviews and restaurant spotlights, you then formed Blue Media Management. So through the lens of, you know, someone like myself looking from the outside, looking in, what motivated you to now then take Blue Media Management to help other businesses?
So I was doing social media management for about a year before I actually named it Blue Media Management. So before I even kind of blew up, you know, I was doing social media managing. And that was just because my sister, she owns a business in San Diego. She has a baking business. So I was just helping her out with her social media. And that's kind of how I got started. When I started to review spots, I noticed how they lacked in social media, you know, and a lot still do. And, you know, they just lacked in that aspect of posting or making content or, again, creating stuff that one has strategy to get people to their business. Because an influencer like myself, I could come to your business, right? I come to your business. I can sell you out. Maybe you can get thousands of followers from me posting or whatever the case may be. But how are you going to keep these people? How are you going to keep them returning customers? You know, exactly. Right. How are you going to keep the momentum going? So what tends to happen is I might go there, review, cool. And then that's it. You know, like they might have a good little rush for a little bit and then that's it because they're not utilizing social media to their benefit. So I kind of was like, well, wow, I can do both. You know, I know both sides. I know the influencer side and I know the social media managing side. So let me just kind of go heavy and combine those. And I finally had put out Blue Media Management to the public and, you know, it's been great. Like the clients I have are like amazing. We have a great time. Like just, I enjoy watching them grow their businesses. Like they all have just, I mean, I can go in just enough about that, but they are all thriving and that's amazing.
Wonderful. It almost sounds like the perfect storm, right? With your vlogging style and then also just figuring out how to keep that momentum going in businesses. That's incredible. Mm-hmm. Very admirable. Stormy, we are almost at time. So I want to kind of tailor this last part of our conversation to Storm Tracer, myself, who I have some questions for you, for folks who are out and about, maybe looking for some places to visit, places to consider visiting, with some rapid fire questions. Are you ready?
Okay. Yeah, let's go.
Perfect. So scenario number one, it is a bright Tuesday morning and a solo tourist is staying in town center. They have a moderate budget, but is eager to start off their morning with a unique breakfast spot. What place would you recommend, or what dishes would you tell them that they cannot miss out on, regardless of what, how much time they have?
So they're staying in town center, Virginia Beach.
Yes.
So I would say, like, well, first of all, okay, if you're going to breakfast and you're going to brunch, I'm going to recommend anyone in this area to go to Bay Local.
Yes.
Like, that's going to be my number one. So it's not too far from town center, but I would just, you know, recommend, you know, it's not a bad Uber, or if you're driving, I would always recommend go to Bay Local. Because I feel like at Bay Local, you're going to get a fun experience. You're going to get good food, and you're going to get a piece of kind of what Virginia Beach is about there. You know, the hospitality, the decor that they have, the special cocktails, the food. So that would be where I would recommend for them to go to breakfast or brunch off the rip.
Love it. Love it. Awesome. Rapid fire question number two. It's a Thursday evening and a local resident on a small budget is looking to explore some new dining options. Which eatery should they head to if they're on the peninsula side, that's Hampton, Newport News area, and what cost-effective yet delicious options should they be checking out?
Let's see. So that's an area that I'm still trying to figure out myself. And you said just any food?
Any food. And they have a relatively smaller budget.
I would say, you know, they have Got Fish on that side, which Got Fish could be a bit pricey on depending on what you get. So don't, you know, maybe try to get you a whole meal. Don't try to get you a large meal with everything. But you know, you could get you like a shrimp po' boy, you know. Got Fish, I think, is good. Diablo's Tacos is down there. So, you know, always can have you some tacos to just, you know, eat and enjoy. So I would say those would be some pretty good options just for something quick. And if you're kind of on a budget.
Love it. Love it. Scenario number three, it's a beautiful Saturday afternoon and a tourist with no car down at the oceanfront with a very generous budget wants to really indulge in a very leisurely brunch. What high-end spot would be your top pick? And what are the dishes that they have to try?
And where are they at? Sorry, again?
At the oceanfront area.
Oh, they're at the oceanfront. Okay. I would say, okay, so there's a couple, right? There is Oscar's. I haven't had a bad experience at Oscar's yet. I think that everything pretty like on the menu is pretty solid. I love their lobster ravioli. That's really good there. So I would definitely recommend the lobster ravioli there. But really anything is delicious. Then of course there is, Orion's Roof down there, which is, I mean, beautiful view of the beach. And I mean, their menu is pretty good too. I like their sushi. I enjoy that there. They have a Korean beef bowl, which is good as well. So I would recommend that. I would say those are kind of my top two if you are looking for a nice diner, like our dine-in experience. Definitely. There's also Becca, which is located in the Cavalier. That's a nice dining experience as well. It's definitely going to be a bit on the pricey side, but you know, whether you go there for dinner or lunch or whatever the case may be, like you're still going to get a nice experience in a nice environment there. And I mean, you're at the Cavalier.
Absolutely. Love it. Love it. Stormy, last and final scenario. It's a Wednesday afternoon and a tourist and their family with small children are staying down at the Waterside District in Norfolk on a moderate budget. And they're on the hunt for something quick, but satisfying as far as a bite to eat is concerned. What local hidden gem would you recommend? And what standout dishes would you obviously, you know, invite them to try?
Let's see here. I mean, you know, here's the thing, though, when we talk about budgets, you know, everyone's budget is a little different. You know what I'm saying? So it's like when we're talking about budgets, you know, especially nowadays, I think things are just in general, just pricey. But I mean, I would say like the kids would probably love Grilled Cheese Bistro. You know, they would like to go there because, I mean, who doesn't love grilled cheese? And then, I mean, it's not too expensive, right? Because it is sandwiches and they have delicious soup. So I would definitely say Grilled Cheese Bistro. Where else down there? You know, there's Major Philly Cheesesteaks. They have have long johns, which are like 22 inches. So you and your family could probably, you know, share that. Like you guys can really split that. Like it's like cut up into four. So you guys can split that. What else? I would mostly say for now, kind of those, like walking down, like if I was walking downtown and I wanted something quick and on the go to grab, because a lot of the other places are somewhat like restaurants and stuff like that. Or some of the ones I like to go to may not be too kid friendly.
Love it. Love it. Stormy, you are literally on fire right now. I don't know half as many people in the real estate side of my business, also in my personal side of my business, that can name off that many places. So for those of you listening and watching this video right now, that is what Stormy does. She is a
professional. It's hard.
All of things when it comes to 757 and discovery. And that is why we are so very pleased and so very we're so pumped to have you. So as we wrap up this very enlightening episode of Discover Virginia Beach, we'd like to extend a virtual red carpet to you, Stormy. Let us know what you got going on, if there's any special projects you want to promote, and the floor is yours.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. Honestly, I am just looking to see where I can take things, where I can go. You know, like I said, I didn't say, but I am active duty Navy. So, you know, there's a lot of things that I do. There's a lot, to me that I do. So I'm looking to eventually run my business full time. And then I'm looking to, of course, with my content, just see how far I would love to honestly get somewhat a bigger platform, you know, like I would love maybe to have a little show one day, or, you know, someone put in my comments to like maybe work with the news or something. Like those are all amazing things that I would love to do across my journey. And see also how I can kind of make a bigger, different impact in the community. I definitely make an impact with small business owners, for sure, helping their businesses grow, but also seeing maybe how I could, you know, help the community in general just kind of grow, see what type of community work I can get into. So, you know, just kind of, again, everything I do is kind of like by the flow, you know, going with it, but just seeing again, where it can take me. And I'm just so grateful for the storm chasers that I have, because I don't really get bad comments. I mean, sometimes I get little trolls, but for the most part, the storm chasers and the people that follow me are very, very supportive. Like they support me a lot, and I'm so happy for that. And I'm happy that they root for me, like my growth and my journey. So, you know, shout out to all the storm chasers watching, because honestly, I wouldn't be continuing or be where I'm at if it wasn't for like the love and support that not only the storm chasers, but the 757 has shown me. You know, the 757 has shown me nothing but love. So I'm here to continue the work.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And Stormy, we hope to see more of you on the news, on the social channels, all online and offline, hopefully maybe one day in person for a meal. That brings us to another insightful episode of Discover Virginia Beach. A big thank you to our wonderful guest, Stormy Blue, and to you, our dedicated listeners. And shout out to all those storm chasers out there as they're joining us along this journey. We hope you'll continue to explore Virginia Beach with us as we look forward to sharing more and exciting discussions with you on more podcast episodes. So be sure to tune in and be sure to check out the link in the description below for all of Stormy's social channels so you can go check her out and enjoy being a storm chaser with her. Thank you and take care.